I'm VOA's Joe Ramsey with your worldwide news update. Florida residents returned Thursday to the familiar ritual of assessing hurricane damage the day after Milton smashed through many coastal communities and spawned a barrage of tornadoes that killed at least five people. The destruction unfolded less than 2 weeks after the misery wrought by Helene. Milton knocked out power to more than 3 million customers, flooded barrier islands, tore the roof off a baseball stadium, and toppled a construction crane. But many people also expressed relief that Milton wasn't worse, including Tampa Mayor Jane Castor.
It's going to be a lot quicker than the worst case scenario. If Milton had hit on the north side, we would have been in dire circumstances.
The system spared Florida's third largest city a direct hit and the lethal storm surge that scientists feared never materialized. An Israeli airstrike on a school sheltering displaced people in central Gaza killed at least 28 people, including women and children, on Thursday, while three hospitals in the north were told to evacuate, putting patients' lives at risk, medics said. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
Ambulances raced dead and wounded to an already overcrowded hospital in Deir al-Bala. The Israeli military said it carried out what it called a, quote, precise strike on terrorists who had a command and control center embedded in a school. More than 1 million people have sought shelter in Deir al-Bala after fleeing fighting elsewhere after more than a year of war. And fighting continues in areas already ravaged. Israeli forces are pushing forward in Jabalia, in the northern Gaza Strip. Palestinian health officials say at least 130 people have been killed so far in that operation, which Israel says is aimed at preventing Hamas from regrouping.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. This is VOA News. Burn victims in a Beirut hospital are recounting the Israeli attacks they say put them there. Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo reports.
In Beirut's Gitawi Hospital, burns victims lie in bed after recent Israeli strikes in Lebanon. Mahmoud Dawi is a soldier in the Lebanese army.
They are bombing wherever they want, civilians, ambulances or soldiers, hitting anyone.
More than 1 million Lebanese have fled their homes since Israel intensified its airstrikes and launched a ground campaign in southern Lebanon against the Iran-backed Hezbollah group. In solidarity with Palestinians in Gaza, Hezbollah has been striking Israel.
Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo. An AP investigation shows Russia is recruiting young African women to work at a factory producing drones for use in Ukraine. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
An Associated Press investigation has found that the foreigners and Russian teens are crucial to producing the Iranian-designed drones, which are primarily built in a factory in the Tatarstan region. The Africans were lured to Russia by a massive social media campaign that promised them free airfare and a work-study program. However, some of them complain of long hours, under constant surveillance, of broken promises about wages and areas of study. I'm Karen Chamas.
The condition and whereabouts of Cameroon's President Paul Biya remained unclear Thursday, 2 days after the government announced Biya was alive and in Switzerland in response to rumors he had died. Moki Edwin Kendeska reports from Cameroon's capital, Yaoundé.
Cameroon's Territorial Administration Minister Paul Atanganji tells residents of a village near the Atlantic coast President Paul Biya dispatched him to provide humanitarian assistance to victims of floods. Nji, like many other Cameroon senior state functionaries, tells civilians Biya is in good health and that information circulating on social and mainstream media about the 91-year-old president's death is being spread by people who want to see Cameroon devolve into chaos. Biya has not been seen in public for more than 5 weeks since he attended the Africa-China Forum in Beijing in early September. Officials say Biya will return to Cameroon soon, but they have not said when. Cameroon opposition and civil society say they are concerned about Biya's absence. They say government officials should present Biya to civilians instead of simply saying that he is alive. Moki Edwin Kinzuka, VOA News, Yaoundé.
That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.